Okay. We are in Chavis Halavavis Shal HaTshuva Perek Dalet. Chavis Halavavis has been telling us, has been delineating for us in this Perek, the Ikarei HaTshuva, the main aspects of Tshuva. And what we've seen is, we're in the middle of the Perek, what we've seen is that we have regret, charata. Again, these are all, you see this is the basis of tshuva and all the different svarim. These are the basics of tshuva. Charata, regretting what you did. Aziva sachet, stopping to do it. Vidui, confessing it. And sheyikabel al nafsho, kabbalah, resolving not to do it again. And the Chavis Halavavis has been making the point that these things are not like gzeiras hakosum, like these chukim of tshuva. If you think about human dynamics, all these things are required. If you hurt somebody else, if you wronged somebody else, these are basic dynamics that will get the person to feel inclined to forgive you, really regret it. Vidui also means that you express to the person that you understand that what you did was wrong. You don't say, oh, look, you know, sometimes you did things to me also, etc. Might be true, but that's not as sincere. It's not something that's going to really make the person feel like, oh, I want to forgive you. He sees you coming and really showing that contriteness. What I did was wrong, plain and simple, unequivocal. He'll be inclined to forgive you. And of course, we have a ziva sachet. You have to stop doing it to the person. And a sincere resolve not to do it anymore. So that's the point that he makes here. I just want to read from the end of this perek. Kemoi zanire, to the end of the perek. This is the way we see it works with people as well. If a person who wronged somebody else, who sinned against somebody else, accepts upon himself that he will not do this again, and he shows his regret and that he is not going to do this anymore. Vizvada, and he confesses it. And again, let's not take confession as like this religious connotation. We're talking about an issue of, like we keep saying, menschlichkeit. We're talking about something that would also parallel human dynamics. You come and you express, the more you can come and say up front, I know what I did was wrong, the more the other person will be inclined to forgive you. That's how we all feel, right? If someone did something to us, he just comes and says, all right, it wasn't so bad, right? Just forgive me. Adding insult to injury. He comes and he tells you, no, I realize that it was wrong. That's all the more reason to forgive him. So, these will bring the person to the full premises for forgiveness. This is all the more reason for the person to forgive it and to not be interested in punishing you and in settling accounts anymore and getting even with you. So when a person who wants to do tshuva indeed fulfills these four basics with their various details, which we will yet delineate in the next parak, then indeed, Hashem will forgive him. He will let your sin go by. Okay. Now he adds a chashuva point. Now still we have to realize that there are still different degrees of chatoi. If the avera is of such a severe nature that there are averas that it says there's no way the person can be cleansed, such as Shvua Shav Ve'ishes Ish. Shvua Shav. It says, Hashem will not cleanse you. Eishes Ish. Person who commits Eishes Ish. About these things, it says a person will not be cleansed. So how do we fit in the concept of tshuva here? Is tshuva not relevant? It certainly is. There must be a certain punishment for these things. But yet, the power of tshuva is immense in the sense that what? Mekel ha-boyle on shaboy lamazah. The punishment is commuted, meaning a person does tshuva for any aveira, even the most severe, even these aveiras about which Hashem says, I will not cleanse them. A person does tshuva, like we said, now all of a sudden Hashem's, the way Hashem relates to him is very different. And Hashem now wants to help him through it. You can't, person is not going to be able to get off the hook entirely. Yet, mekel ha-boyle on shaboy lamazah. First of all, Hashem commutes the punishment. Hashem moves it from Olam Haba to Olam Hazeh, which is already immense. But besides that, even in Olam Hazeh, Hashem will modify it. The person goes through a certain Yisurin, and that cleanses him. And then Hashem just provides his goodness in Olam Haba. Meaning Hashem says, I'm going to help you get to a place where you can come into Olam Haba cleansed. It says that you can't be cleansed. So that don't mean in this world. I'm going to be yaitze punishing you in this world. I'm going to do it in a way that's yaitze b'dieved, right? I'll modify it even. Remember, moving it from Olam Haba to Olam Hazeh is already a major modification. He says, I'll do that even more. Okay. We'll make the Lord Olam Haba, and then Hashem just provides his goodness in Olam Haba. The Ikones Bekas HaTzadikim. This person is now classed with the Tzadikim. Yes, this is like the Rambam says, right? The Rambam's Lashon is a person may have been considered, you know, disgusting by Hashem and abominated, etc. But now he is beloved, cherished, etc. So we have to realize this. There are more severe chatoim that tshuva is not enough for. But even with these averis, when tshuva is done in a very sincere way, Hashem is already helping work it out. This might involve Yisurin. It might involve Yisurin. There are averis. He gave two examples of Shuva Shav and Eishes Ish. There are other averis also that require Yisurin in order to be cleansed. It's an avera that involves Misa B'Dei Shamayim or Karis. Okay, so it does require you serve in order to be cleansed, but Hashem is there to help you through that process. So that's just a general reason why to relate properly to Yisur, to appreciate the fact that we don't know exactly what there is on our account. And if I relate to Yisur, it's something that is helping to cleanse me, and therefore I say, okay, Hashem, I'm submitting myself to this willingly. That's a very great schus. I'll add another point. Rabbi Yehuda provides a few more outs here. Rabbi Yehuda talks about this. He also talks about the level of averus that it's not enough. It's not enough to have that tshuva doesn't get you all the way there. You still need yisurin, and he says that you can replace those yisurin with Torah learning. You step up your Torah learning. You can replace the yisurin with that. You do tshuva plus added Torah learning. Also chesed. Chesed is another thing that can replace the yisur. So you add to your tshuva regimen either intensified Torah learning or chesed, that can come in place of whatever yisur might still be required. Very important to know that. Okay. So that's... I'm sorry?
He's a Cohen. My son-in-law...
I have a question here.
Why are you doing this? It's like, the Hagamah is out of trouble. He said because he has the Masoret from the family of...
family of Haley. Oh, wow.
So wow. It says by...
Yeah, I don't want to bend too much length, but that's a very, very powerful point.
That, like you said, that with Torah and Hesed, there will be a kapar.
Yes, yes, yes. Very good. Very good, Yashar Koyach. Okay. We move on. The next parak. Shara Tshuva Parakeh. So he gave us the four basics of tshuva. Now he's going to give us details of those four basics. Avatnai Gidrei HaTshuva, the details of the basics of tshuva, Rabbi Mo'oy, there are very many, meaning charata can be a life program. Vidui can be very basic. It can be something much more elaborate. We'll see. Aziva sachet, right? Stopping to do the Aveira can also mean different things. What exactly does that mean? We'll see. There are different levels. So he's going to say now that there can be different qualities of each of these four things. The regret, the vidui, the stopping to do the Aveira, and the resolve never to do it again. It can involve all kinds of different details, different levels, different qualities. So let's see. So he says, Rabbi Mo'oy, there are very many. I mean, people can take this to that many different places. I want to make a point here. There's tshuva, there's the basic tshuva that earns you forgiveness, but that wasn't the approach that the Kadmonim took to it. If you look at singing the Chorus of Avos here, look at Rabbeinu Yoina, who are all obviously drawing off the paradigm of tshuva, the model of David HaMelech, it wasn't about achieving tshuva in a basic way. It turned into a life's project, their tshuva. Now that's something that requires, it deserves elaboration, but I'm just prefacing that here just so we understand. Why is he making? He says there's very, very many details in these things. Does that mean to say that it's so difficult to do? No, basic tshuva is easy to do. But his point is that a person doing tshuva, Benyamin makes this point also, can take it to very, very many degrees, and he can get very far with his tshuva. Tshuva, in fact, I'll say more than that. Tshuva can get a person much further than he would have been had he never done the chet. Now, this is certainly not a reason to do an aveir. Person doesn't aver with this cheshvin, it says Hashem, I'm an echt of Asher. Person says, I'll do an aver and then I'll do tshuva. I want to gain the great levels of tshuva, so I have to do an avera. Don't worry, the averas will come. Person who does an avera with the intent of doing tshuva, it says, I'm not speaking of the lessons tshuva. It's not going to be so easy to do tshuva for that. But after the fact, person did an avera, you should realize that this can actually get him to a better place than he was before. Part of David HaMelech's greatness was the tshuva campaign that he dedicated his life to afterwards. Rose at the very, very, very great levels. He became the model of tshuva for all generations. In a sense, David HaMelech's claim to fame was the tshuva that he did after his chet. David HaMelech had a number of claims to fame, but this was one of them. L'hayreis tshuva l'dayreis. So we see in Rabbeinu Yoina, and here in the Chavis HaVavis, that they were looking for how far can we take tshuva? And therefore, they're going to show with all of these things that besides just the basic concept, oh, I regret what I did, I shouldn't have done it, it can go so much further. They wanted to use tshuva, on the contrary, as a catapult of getting even higher, even closer to Hashem. So let's see. So there's very, very many details when we're talking about these four basics of tshuva. I have a question here. I'm sorry, I'm not so good with the chat. Just one minute. I'm sorry. How does this affect a woman if she did something that was unusual? I'm not sure I understand the question. Now, maybe if you can elaborate a little more, I'd like to address it, but I'm not sure I understand the question. So now, he says there are many details to tshuva, but I am going, I'm guessing, did you mean the point of Torah learning, using Torah learning as a kapara? Okay, we'll have to be in touch about that. I'm not sure. Okay. So he says there are very many details. There are very many levels to these basics of tshuva. Ach ezkar me'em esrim. I will mention 20 of them. V'neva'er mechol geder migidrei tshuva chamishim tnoi. Chamisha tnoi. We're just going to give a sample. For each of the basics of tshuva that we mentioned, we will discuss 5 details. We'll provide 5 details of each of these basics. What's that? I'm sorry, just one minute. is it different than for a man? What does a woman do if she did an Aveira? Is it different than for a man? In terms of the basics we've been discussing, it's not different. The basics of regret, vidui, and stopping to do the Aveira and resolving not to do it again is the same. Just when it came to that, I'm assuming that maybe this is what you're getting at, the point of the Torah learning. So for a woman, it'll manifest differently. Well, first of all, we said that you have the out of chesed. That's one thing to bear in mind. That's always a route a woman could take. But besides that, Bli Neder, you know what? Bli Neder, next time we'll begin by discussing things that a woman can do in lieu of Torah learning. We'll talk about that, Bli Neder. But whatever the case is, do bear in mind that you have the out of chesed. So that is certainly as available to a woman as to a man. Okay, we'll end here for today. Thank you.